Christ, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, so this is what this is. You know, we those of you who listen, we put on a show, mostly Scott and Metal Zone and myself, you know, and J-Rock, who really worked hard on this to get the show going for Primer 55 at the fucking poorhouse, you know, for a while now. I've been working on this. So we've been promoting it and all that. The bar did jack shit to promote it at all. And day of, it was one guy that was like the bar manager that was like, hey, come out. Meanwhile, they're throwing flyers out for all these other foam parties and these other fucking events, and it's whatever. Now, I understand a bar needs to make money. I get that. We all get that. But I've also dealt with shitty bars in St. Lucie, Martin, and Vero for a while. Okay? Like, for a while now. Redemption, Rockstar, Mickey Finn's. Three of the big ones. Cruisers was not a shit hole. Cruisers was cool. They just sold it, and that was that. And I think it's supposed to be reopening as something else, or maybe Cruisers, but from what I understand, I think it'll be awesome. Anyway, this fucking bar is a shithole. This poorhouse, which used to be Late Night, which is a shithole then. The fact is, they didn't do shit to promote it, and then they're giving my buddy shit, who was running it, about, you know, you're supposed to come in the bar and promote during other nights. And I'm like, to what, five people? And then like, hey, we're here to promote a metal show in this place that you're already at another night when we're listening to techno anyway. But we're going to play metal. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, genius. So I noticed this when I was doing the metal show before when I was talking to Scott. I'm like, why haven't they promoted shit? Whatever. So we've been promoting it. I've been promoting it. Metal Zone Radio in Melbourne has been promoting it. All the bands that were on the tour fucking promoted it. And a great job at that. The night before at Styx and Stewart, they were promoting it, giving, you know, selling tickets for this show and another show. So anyway. Okay. Cool. So Scott's like, well, we're going to get the door. Yeah, you know, pay the bands. By the way, over $500 at the door. Amazing job just us promoting without the shit venue doing their job. And people are like, oh, the venue doesn't need to promote. It's your fucking place of business. Fucking promote shit. Especially if this place claims to be housing great promoters. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, it's not rocket science. I mean, jeez. So anyway, so we go there and I'm like, all right, I brought the stuff. Got some good interviews with some of the bands, which will be out soon. First thing I noticed, besides I'm not promoting shit, was not too late into the thing. Like, I've only been there for like 20 minutes. It's still light outside. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. They start taking the handles off the tabs of the drafts. Mind you, again, it's your own place, do whatever you want. But I'm like, what the fuck? Because they have cider on draft, and I'm like, well, I like cider. And I, by the way, I only had one beer. And I'm like, all right. This is my one beer for the night. I got stuff to do. So I'm like, why are they taking off? And of course, the girl that was a bartender was like, well, da, 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 da. She was like, basically like, oh, well, we didn't have enough mugs and cups. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is the place that throws these keggers, which is happening tonight. This is Monday, by the way, the 13th. The keggers, so it, you know, goes out. And by the way, bullshit, there's a Publix, not even fucking block down the road, that any of the little fucking helper boys that work there could run and go buy a shit ton of cheap cups. I think the dollar store's over there, too. Cheap fucking solo cups, or whatever, and draft that way. Nope. So I got my draft anyway, because I'm like, well, what kind of beer are you like? I said, cider. What do you have? Do you have a cider? Well, just that. I'm like, well, that's the one I want. I'm like, I don't want your piss beer or any of that shit. So there was that, and I noticed that was kind of fucked up. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Okay. So I'm like, all right, I do that. I'm outside. I'm hanging out. It's still dead. And then people start pouring in, bands and stuff. And not long after all that, some guy who looks strung out anyway, surprise, at that place, is like, is like, hey, you know where to get some coke? I'm like, what? I said, no, I don't know where to get any fucking coke. I'm like, oh, God. All right. So I looked at Scott, and I said, ask that guy. Now, Scott's straight edge. I did that on purpose, and here's why. So the guy asked Scott, you know, the same fucking stupid question. And Scott's like, no, man, I'm straight edge. And he looks at me, the coke-headed fucking idiot, looks at me and goes, why the fuck did you tell me that he asked him? And he's, I'm like, why the fuck did you ask me where the fuck coke is? And then he walked away. I'm like, dude, I'm like, don't fucking ask me stupid shit like that. I don't do drugs. Okay? I don't do coke. I don't do heroin. I don't do any of that shit. I had enough experiences with people like that. I don't need it. So anyway, that's not the worst of it. So that already happened. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, and you can tell who's there for metal and who's not. And they have the regulars there. And I'm like, all right, here we go. So that happened, you know, and I'm telling Bailey and Mad Dog, and they're laughing. And now Mad Dog, if you know Mad Dog in the scene, who's been here for a long time, from here to Miami in Orlando, and we've had her on and off battles, but we're good. And a lot of respect. He's 9 years sober. In fact, I think the day before that or the day of, I can't remember. I think it was Friday. Sorry, Mad Dog. He did interviews with us with the bands, too. He's done it before. It's cool. He's been nine years sober, okay? He used to be this kid. He's like a year older than me. This guy used to be the drunk, okay? We've had to save his life from diabetes, like from over, you know, drinking so much that his diabetes nearly killed him, to bring him back to life. And then he got sober. If he wasn't sober and all that, he wouldn't be married to Bailey, okay? And I've known this guy for a long, long time, like 12 years, okay? Like I said, we've been on and off of battles. But he loves the music, he loves the scene, and he quit drinking and doing drugs and everything. But he's a diabetic. He's insulin. I mean, I've seen him do his shots many times. He needs to. So, you know, and he drinks like diet soda and that kind of things, and, you know, Mountain Dew and stuff. So, again, he's there. It's hot. He probably, you know, he was like going to do his shot. He needs to. And it's 2015. A lot of people have fucking diabetes. It's not a fucking mystery thing. It's not like, you know, we're in the fucking 1800s. Get the fuck out of here. And I didn't hear anything about it till way later, but then there's a bunch of comments on Facebook. Apparently the owner thought he was doing heroin. And my thought is, so this is such a disreputable place that you just automatically go to heroin. Oh, is it because he has tattoos and a mohawk and he dresses like the way he dresses because he's punk rock? Yes, he must be on heroin. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And a lot of people are pissed now at that place, and I'm pissed at the place because they all know Mad Dog. And it's the shitty attitude they got with him about it. Then they got mad because people were moshing. Mind you, they had midget wrestling, and I've seen video in that place, but moshing's a horrible thing. By the way, people were dancing and stuff. Nobody was getting hurt. That's what they do. The bands were kicking ass. And this is what we got. Okay. So that happened. And then all I kept hearing all night, I was talking to Scott, was the bar kept bitching at him about, we're not making our projection. And I'm like, there's people drinking. And now you're charging them bottles because you took the drafts off like a bunch of jackasses. And there's liquor everywhere. People are drinking. And the place is packed. At this point, now the place is actually packed. They're like, oh, man, we would have made a bunch of money by now. I'm like, no, you're the place that people go for their last stop in desperation to get in some head or something. Don't even fucking pull that shit with me. Shithole. So that's all I heard all night. I'm like, do I have to, you know, say something? Like, you know. And the manager, who I'm not going to say his name, but, you know, the guy we know, just looks strung out, not like on drugs, but like, you know, he's grown like a 5 o'clock shadow. He looks tired. I mean, I think he's just like fucking had it. And he just seems so unhappy. And I'm like, fuck, you know. And I'm like, Jesus, working in this place does that to you? God damn. Because I was thinking about maybe doing like a mix, techno mix type thing, and and getting another show done, podcast, and kind of promoting the place. And I totally changed my mind on that now. I'm not doing it. And there's a reason why I was hesitant the whole time before the show not to do anything. And it's nothing against him, and it's nothing against the Zoo Crew parties. It's just that the staff was rude. So what we're going to do now is we're going to read reviews on Facebook, and I'm going to tell you what the fuck was up. Yeah. So, where was I? Here it is. All right, so here's some reviews. By the way, real quick, tonight they have a Monday Madness hosted by whoever, Tyrex, stupid. Kill the Keg, $5 wristband until 11 p.m. This is why I'm promoting it, not promoting it. Property D required. 21 in and free, $5 under 21. First of all, if you're having a Kill the Keg thing at a bar, by the way, this is not a club, this is a fucking bar. Shithole dive bar, okay? Why are you letting people under 21 in? For a show, I get. And when they have their little parties, I get it. It's a Monday. The only reason why you would let somebody under 21 in is because they're not going to drink. They're not allowed to drink. But you figure we'll get $5 out of them anyway. Instead of being like, no, no. How about you just let the adults in? Okay, they're adults. But 21 and over in. Because you know they'll buy drinks, and yeah, why do you even need a cover in a shithole bar anyway? That's what I'm saying. So what happened was, this is why they got shitty. They weren't making the door now, because Scott was making the door for the bands, because that's what he's doing. And they were mad because now they got people under 21 in there who weren't going to drink, because they're not allowed, and they weren't getting any money for it. That's why they got mad. That's why their shit was pissed. That's why. But anyway, so my thoughts is this is Monday, and I'm like, you're going to have this kind of party on Monday. Every week, this like Monday changes, Tuesday changes, because they're running out of ideas. I've seen the rock star do it. I've seen Mickey Finn's do it. I've seen everybody fucking do this shit, where they're like, we got to think of a new thing quickly for people to come in. You're on your way out, motherfucker. I can see it. I've been down this road. I read this fucking book. I know what's up. And the last place that gave Damien, sorry, Mad Dog shit about fucking his insulin and wouldn't cater to help him out and get him food or anything, or they closed the kitchen and all this stuff down in Miami, is now an office building. Yeah. You done fucked up. This isn't a threat. This is just what it is. So it's time to read some goddamn reviews. Because they're funny. Let's see. Reviews from friends. One person writes, Dyer, best Coke bar ever. Next time, less Basil actives in your cut. Now, Bailey goes, it smelled like a pot farm caught fire, and on at least two occasions, people witnessed drug deals. But my husband got harassed by security, who were a bunch of idiots, by the way, for using an insulin pen. Last night had a good turnout with great bands. That is fucking true. Using Indefiance Promotions was a good idea. However, I understand there will be no longer booking bands. This was the bar's redeeming value. I'm sorry that our kind dances in a different way, and we would have been happy to time it down, I guess tune it down, but instead we were forcibly pulled off the floor and several of us were kicked out without warning. I saw no signs proclaiming no moshing. I was ignored at the bar when I was asked for water because the bartender preferred having a conversation. The bartender was having a conversation with somebody else instead of serving me. My husband was met with an eye roll when he tried the other bartender, and I really don't like giving a bad review, especially in a place that's a good layout for live music, but it was clear my scene's money is not wanted there. And there was a whole bunch of comments after that. A lot of you guys, it's druggy infested bar. That's not the worst of it. This place is so unprofessional, too. Let's see, where was it? So they gave Mad Dog shit, and then he even showed what they wrote. And, yeah, so horrible place, no promotion from the bar within a show, like I said. Everyone treated it, came out and showed like shit, tried throwing people out who paid good money to be there for dancing, and regulars talk shit and try and start fights with people who came out to support the bands and gave me shit for taking my insulin shot for my medical pen, acting like I was shooting up drugs and threatening me, all while the regulars outside and inside trying to sell drugs to people who came to the show and got pissed when no one would buy their Coke or pot and pills, plus the bartenders blatantly ignored us, and we tried getting drinks. If I had it my way, I wouldn't give this Coke bar stars at all. See? And then the owner goes, the owner caught you himself banging heroin. You're giving back your $7 totally. We are a drug-free bar and not having drugs in our bar at all. Bull fucking shit. And a lot of fucking people flat out fucking called him on it. Just straight fucking out. And he's a bold-faced liar. And then this is what they wrote. Number one, I don't do drugs, and you can bring a drug test. But after that, your motherfucking gone. Don't bring your nasty drug asses or ugly bitches back to my motherfucking bar. Basically, this place is a shithole. Can't handle the fact that they pissed off the wrong people. And everybody is writing, poor reviews. But there was poor reviews way before that anyway. We can even go back to ones that weren't friends. One guy wrote a while ago, over a year ago, went twice, bartender didn't know how to make a rum punch. And someone goes, come back and try again. And they wrote, do tell what's in a rum punch. Prices could be better. And here we go. This is from 4 months ago from somebody that we don't even know, named Jane. Horrible. It was my first time going to the poorhouse. Heard some good things about it. First, they charged me $10. But if I let them see, grab my boobs, I get $5 taken off. Wow. Wonderful. I know some clubs you cannot walk in and out. I asked before I ran outside, can I come back in? They said yes. I was walking back in, and a guy put his arm around me on the door, put his arm on the door and told, and I told him, I thought I can come back. He says, yes, but we like looking at you. I was supporting a friend by going. I was told there I was standing by a staff member that she did not give a fuck who I knew, and I needed out of where I was standing. The inside smelled like vomit, and the restrooms are disgusting. Yes, they are. Horrible experience, horrible staff. I'm a lady, a 19-year-old. Treat me like one. So, that was like 4 months ago. So, yeah. And then 12 hours ago, I haven't set foot in there. I'll never set foot again. Even a drive past, I don't have to. These people are biggest liars, drug condoning environment, discriminatory pieces of stupid I have never, ever witnessed. A few of my friends patronized their bar the other night, and I knew for a fact it was the worst thing they do, maybe have a drink every now and then. To hear that they actually accused Mad Dog of something so ghastly as using heroin is beyond me. Absolutely disgusting. The man has been an inspiration to me for quite some time, and his wife is an amazing support system, and she was there. So even, a huge fathomable if, he wanted to do heroin, which he does not, she would never have allowed it. And that's true. I know that for a goddamn fact. That man is 9 years sober and loves his family more than anything, will not travel down that path. And then to lie about it, not only do people are sadly still patronizing that shit bar, but on Facebook too, of all places. No, just no. I'll be sure to spread the word because I know these two and those they hang out with. Just because our people dress differently than your Hollister and Abercrombie and Fitch shit doesn't make us bad people. And sorry if we feel the music and dance mosh, raise our hands in the air and kiss our loved ones at the end of a number rather than sit on a bar stool cracked out. Not only will we lose service of everyone there that night, but you can add 10 more people to that and spread the word. Peace, bitches. Not wrong. Absolutely awful. The staff was unprofessional. Service sucked. And top it off, the security was harassing everyone. See? This is what fucking up looks like, people. Sucks. It's always dirty. Drinks suck. Bartenders at my bar should know how to make drinks, not say, what's that? It's a rundown shithole when you step inside. I just wish there was a nice place in St. Lucie to get some good drinks with good company. This place isn't it by a long shot. And then they wrote, good, don't come back. And somewhere else, unprofessional. I'm like, unprofessional shithole. Let's see. We're going to visit. It seems like not a place to even re-welcome. The behavior and attitude is absolutely a horror. There's no professionalism. The only way to get served is the flash staff, apparently. What a shame. Basically, this is the shithole bar in Star Wars. And I've said that many times. And anyway, somebody wrote this about 3 weeks ago before. Cool bar, but there's piss poor management and bad promotions. And that was over a year ago that somebody wrote that. Oh, come and get your resonant crack den. The first time in, the first time bar allowed a 17-year-old to dance the bar half-naked, but the owner knew the cops, and they allowed him to slide by seeing number individuals selling drugs amongst all the other illegal activities. One of the worst bars in America. I bet they won't be up much longer. Chuck Harris, that was 3 weeks ago. I wasn't even at this show. So, yep. These are funny. One star. They're not even writing why. They're just like one star. 11 months ago, over a year ago. One star. Yeah. So, that's that. That's our feeling on it. You know, just because a guy got tattoos and fucking a mohawk doesn't make him a heroin junkie. And just because I have a Jason Voorhees shirt doesn't mean I know where coke is. You fucking idiot. So anyway, that's that. That place sucks. So I don't think anybody will be going there anytime soon. And it just, it sucks that it had to happen like that. It sucks that these people, you know, we put on a good show and we wanted to have good bands and good shows and do our thing. And, you know, you just rather have your fucking shit heap in there instead. So that's cool. Enjoy it. Enjoy the shit heap. Enjoy that. And that's all there is to it. So anyway, peace.